Looking for a guiding hand in your Amazon business? Wizards of Ecom Academy is here for you. Our personalized support system includes unlimited email access to myself and my entire team to help you overcome challenges and strategize effectively. Sign up for an exclusive rate at wizardsofecom.com/academy. Your personal e-commerce coach awaits.
Welcome to the Wizards of Ecom, your no-fluff playbook for online success. Each episode is fully packed with actionable tactics you can implement in your business right now. Take your life to a higher level and excel in your online success. It's time to work on you and your business. Let's do this.
Welcome back to the Wizards of Ecom podcast. This is episode number 284. My name is Carlos Alvarez, and I'll be your host for the show. On today's episode, I am riding solo. I'm going to give you my recap of some of the biggest takeaways I have seen from Prosper Show that I just returned from last week. So I'm recording this episode on March 20th and will be released on the 27th. So by the time you're listening to this, I will have been back from Prosper Show for about 2 weeks. And I'm recording this just a few days after returning. I'm going to ask you in advance to bear with me. You probably noticed something different about my voice. A lot of loud talking in Prosper Show, and picked up a pretty nasty sinus infection. The cigarette smoke in the casinos, it does it to me. But the show was the best Prosper Show that I have been to in as many years as I can remember, and I have been going to Prosper Show for quite some time at this point. So I've been on the advisory board of Prosper Show now for 3 years, and I can't emphasize enough how blessed I feel to have had that opportunity and to see what goes on behind the scenes at a show of that level, of that magnitude, and how much consideration goes into trying to bring the best of the best to present at the show. So I broke down my takeaways into seven areas, if you will. I've also had an opportunity to see other people's breakdowns of the Prosper Show, and you know, obviously just checking people who I also admire and seeing what their takeaways were. In a few instances, you know, somebody said something and it's like, oh, wait a minute. Yeah, I agree with that, or I don't agree with that. So some of this is a little colored by that, but, overall on the plane coming back, once I realized the Wi-Fi wasn't that good, I decided to start putting some notes together. And, this is what I come up with. I'm hoping that when you hear this, it's not to create a sense of FOMO. And it's more of, I really hope you do consider attending the Prosper Show this coming year. And perhaps some of this will help you approach trade shows, conferences throughout 2023 as you try to grow your business. So I've tried to also order these in a way of impact. So number one, a big impact for me was the P word. So it seemed like everybody was talking about profits. That P word is profits. And this is something that's been missing from conferences, in my opinion, for a long time. And, you know, at some point, you know, I think it started in the AMPM podcast days. And this is not a crack at them. I love them. I was a guest on the show. And but sometime around that era, there seemed to be this, that it was okay just to go up to somebody and ask them what their gross numbers were, or before listening to what somebody had to say on a given subject, you wanted to know their gross numbers. And that's something that never really, I don't know, to be honest, it didn't really sit well with me. And that was, you know, I was somebody that could have been bragging more than most about what those gross numbers were. And it never, I didn't get the logic of it, but super refreshing. This Prosper Show, you know, talking about profits, and I didn't hear almost anybody asking about gross numbers, but like, what are your profits? What are you doing to improve your profits, improve your conversion rate, that sort of thing. Profits was front and center for this conference. I'm going to say also that the caliber of sellers, you know, there are different shows that I've been to that'll have a high caliber of sellers that are there, but they're nowhere near the size of Prosper Show. Just the caliber of sellers, the experience, the profits, gross numbers, whatever you want to measure it by, years as a seller. Prosper Show is just where it's at. That's where these sellers go. We had the largest, top two largest Amazon sellers in the world were at this show. And I was, I was at the Carbon 6 booth and I was talking and somebody came in and said something to them and they were just like casually referenced as like a third or fourth largest seller or something like that in the world. And this is where sellers of many years and just really high caliber sellers, experienced sellers, they go to network and learn. So everyone was talking about profits. My second biggest takeaway is aggregators. I almost want to say no aggregators, but they were there. There were some aggregators that were there. Guys from Elevate, who I absolutely love, they were there, strong as ever. Really nice booth right there as soon as you walked in the exhibition floor. And some of the other names that you've probably come to know in the space, they were there in the back. But something really different about, something really different about this particular show was compared to if you've gone to show in the last few years, or maybe you started in the last few years and that's all you know. In other previous shows, you had these massive fountains and ice sculptures and like unlimited sushi. And it was like very lavish experiences put on by these aggregators that just had what seemed like an endless supply of money. And as the economy's changed and as many of these aggregators have learned that, and not all of them, that you actually have to operate these businesses at a profit, and they've had to take their foot off the gas and really, really, really double down on that, on the profits again. There's that P word again, on the profits of these businesses and not just the, total gross number that you've acquired. They've really closed the purse strings. You didn't see these massive, lavish events every night put on by these aggregators. It seemed very reminiscent of years prior, prior to the year of the aggregator, if you will. My third takeaway is we just talked about, there's really no aggregators, but there was really not any front and center aggregators on display at the Prosper Show like previous years. However, there was a new type of aggregator. And I guess you would call this a software or SaaS aggregator. Two that really come to mind, like you could not have attended this show without seeing two things, Carbon 6 and Purple Stallions. It was just impossible. If you were there, but if you were not, Carbon 6 had this massive, I want to say it was probably one of the biggest booths, one of the biggest booths, if not the biggest booth. And in addition to that, if you're not familiar with Carbon 6, they acquire other software companies, other amazing software companies in the Amazon space, and not just in private label, but plenty of software in the private label space. And then a lot of these other tools that they acquired, they also had their own respective booths there. So you really couldn't go anywhere without, getting a full dose and seeing Carbon 6. Excuse me. In addition to that, they one of the days, for example, they wore these like bright, bright neon green shirts, and they just seemed like these shirts were freaking everywhere. So a good group of people, and it was good to see them, out in full force. The Purple Stallions was another, software. It was called, I'm drawing a blank here as I'm recording this, but I'm going to get it in a second. But it was like three stallions or something like that, like three stallions. And these guys decided to get these like really, really big neon purple stallion, like blow up balloons that have like a human being in the back end of them, like moving them around like they're horses. And these things seem to be everywhere. I don't know if there was two of them and they just moved around everywhere, or there was like two on every floor or in every major area, but they seem to have been everywhere. Three Colts, that's the name of it, Three Colts. These things were everywhere. They made a big impression. I got to meet the owner, super humble, amazing, ex-Amazonian. And, you know, they actually, you know, Carbon 6, I think, threw the largest event at the show. It was the last day, almost like an unofficial unofficial prosper show party. And Three Colts, they also put on a couple parties throughout the event. So it was a big change, I guess, software aggregators now. Other years, it was like Amazon brand aggregators. So my fourth big takeaway, changing of the guard, if you will. And my fourth big takeaway from here was workshops clearly won the day over presentations. So Prosper Show, in my opinion, in previous years, and I say this with much love and respect, is like all these other events and all these other meetups, they really misused the word workshops. And this year they made a huge step in the right direction, in my opinion, of what a workshop actually is. And a lot of people, they just throw around the term workshop, and really workshop has come to mean a longer form PowerPoint presentation. And I feel that's really hurting the industry, if you will. Like, the industry's already inundated with a whole lot of theory, you know, and podcasts like this, and, you know, webinars and meetups, and everyone just getting up there, and it's all theory. It's rare that you get the opportunity to have an actual hands-on workshop. And the reason for that, you know, not, you know, to give everybody credit, including myself, is they're very, very difficult to put together. To pick a topic that can actually work, to have a support group that can actually go around and make sure no one's neglected and everyone's able to move at the same pace, and then to find someone that can actually teach it at an expert level, like what is needed to actually do a workshop. And then finally, to have that perfect balance between some theory, because it's just needed, and some hands-on that you can actually do what you just read about. An example I'd like to give is all theory is just talking to you about how to ride a bike. But you can read as many books in the world as you want about how to ride a bike. But if you've never rode a bike, when you finally get on that bike after reading all those books, you're going to fall. Like, you're just not going to be able to ride the bike, because the theory is important. But actually getting on there and getting stuck and helping somebody get you unstuck and ending with a tangible thing that you've actually done hands-on, that's where the actual growth comes in. And Prosper Show has done a great job this year at taking strides in the right direction of workshops, if you know what I mean. And I'd like to think I had a little bit of an influence in that happening, but, you know, they got some bright minds at Prosper, and ultimately they made the decision and they structured it. But the workshops are definitely what people were talking about this year at Prosper Show over the actual presentations. One of the workshops was put on by, if you attend any of our Miami meetup groups, you know, Rafael Veloz, you know, founder and CEO of Share It Studio, put a 2.5 hour long presentation on how to create a product detail page that will actually convert. Like, you could have followed along with this. There was books, there was notes, there was a lot of amazing stuff. Ridu Java from PPC Ninja, she put together what is probably going to go down as like the best PPC workshop that has ever gone down. And we had a different style type of workshop, which was, it was really cool. It was like four of these big horseshoe-like tables in the same room with four different PPC experts in different areas of PPC at each one of the stations, hosting like a mini workshop, if you would, on the specific topic or area within PPC that they were an expert in. So those three areas by far I've gotten the most feedback on over any of the actual presentations. That's not to say that the presentations weren't good. They were very good and they had great people doing them. But workshops definitely won the day at Prosper Show this year, in my opinion. My fifth takeaway kind of ties into the word of prophets, but there was a lot of talk of prophets without this next part, but there was also no talk of gross numbers. Not a single time did I hear somebody say, what are your sales? What are your gross sales? Almost every show I go to, somebody's coming up to me saying, are you an 8-figure seller? Are you a 9-figure seller? Stuff like that. There was nothing. I'd love to know if anyone heard anybody bringing this up. It just was not talked about. Profits, again, were front and center. Revenues are vanity, profits are sanity. I was really happy to see this shift, and I hope it's something that continues in future events. I would definitely be motivated to go to more events. My sixth biggest takeaway was brainstorming sessions alone could pay for your entire trip to Prosper Show. They have a different name for them that's escaping me right now. If you go to other events like Billion Dollar Seller Summit, if you've gone to some of Dima's events in the past, they have these hack sessions. And, since Prosper Show likes to keep it like 100% white hat, not to say that these other events like BDS and, Kevin King's event and Dima's event are black hat. They're definitely not. They're definitely phenomenal events that I'd recommend going to. As a matter of fact, I was considering going to the one in Puerto Rico coming up after having a great talk with Kevin King at Prosper Show. But Prosper Show has these sessions, and they're pretty amazing. So imagine you're in a room, and I moderated one of these, and you have, 24 tables, and each one of the tables has a topic. And the moderator at that table, you have like 10 minutes at this table, and everyone at the table is just writing down the best hacks they have for how to achieve that specific thing, whether it's inventory management, whether it's, one of the tables I was at was creative external ad strategies to grow your Amazon business. And everyone starts loading the absolute best they have to offer, and it makes it to that sheet. And then you just really don't get that plain Jane, boring stuff that everybody knows, because people at the table will hear your idea and they'll be like, yeah, we all do that. I don't know if that cuts the mustard to be able to, it cuts the mustard or meets the mustard to be able to make it on this sheet, and you just eliminate it and you go on. So what's going on there is things that I would say at least half of the table, these are, more advanced sellers, they found that to have like a wow factor to it. And then at the end of the 5 minutes, the moderator, I was a moderator, and one of them, I'd get that big sheet and I'd go to another table and the moderators would rotate and the topic would change. And then you at your table, you had this opportunity to like dump the best ideas you had on this particular subject. And then the moderators, I didn't even realize at the time that I had been picked in this way, but they were pretty much chosen because they were pretty much proven to be, if not an expert, seriously adept at those subjects. So we were able to clearly guide the table and make sure the best of the best got put on those sheets. And then at the end of it, if you attended Prosper, you get access to these sheets. Like, I guess after the fact, they're going to put it in the app or they're going to send it to everybody to be able to record. A lot of people just took a picture right there on the spot next to all those sheets. But man, those sheets, those ideas that I saw on those sheets, I'm willing to bet that those are going to be, the topics of some of the biggest events happening. We're going to start seeing a lot of people get up and, claim to be thought leaders, thinking they just come up with this thing. Like, these are some really like life-changing hacks that are white hat that you can do in your business. And if you just executed on one of them in any of the areas, it would have paid for your trip 10x over. So if you're thinking about going to Prosper Show in the future, I highly recommend not skipping that. The networking is amazing. Vegas is amazing. And it's very easy to get shiny object syndrome, if you will, when you're at the Prosper Show. But make sure that you go to a bare minimum of these brainstorming hack sessions. Final area of my takeaway is there was a lot less talk about additional shows. which I found refreshing. Last year was extremely overwhelming, in my opinion. I'm getting reached out to speak at this event or go to this event, and it seemed to come up like every week or every 2 weeks. And I was just like, man, how is anybody getting work done? Like, let's say at each of these events you picked up something that could really level up your business. When are you going to execute that? Like, when are you going to implement it and let it fail and iterate and change it? And like, when do you work? And that was like super overwhelming, because on one hand, it's like, oh my God, I got to do this. I can't fall behind. It's that FOMO. And on the other hand, it's like, man, by the time I get to execute on one of these things, it's going to be obsolete. It's going to be a year's going to go by, and I'm executing on the stuff I found in, you know, last January or something like that. So there was a lot less talk about shows. I think a lot of the people, and this is just an opinion, I think a lot of the people that were doing a lot of these shows constantly kind of looked at the economics of it and realized, you know, we're not, you know, the clients we have, you know, I was talking to Abe Shomel, I hope I'm saying his name right, freaking phenomenal guy. Had the opportunity to have sushi with him in Miami when he was in Miami a couple years back. But even Abe had said it best, and Abe had said, like, you look back at, you know, your customers or your clients or the people that are moving the needle in your business and your life, and you realize, I didn't meet them at the show. You know what I mean? I met them doing the other things that I do. And this is not to discredit shows. They're great to go to, but there is a, anything to excess is not good for your business. So those are my seven areas of takeaways. To recap it, the P word, profits, was everywhere. Amazon brand aggregators were definitely not front and center on at this show, although it was super amazing to see, you know, to see Elevate, to see Yaba. You know, the new type of aggregator has definitely been born. This is let's call it the SaaS aggregator. This is the time of the SaaS aggregator, you know, the Carbon 6 and Three Colts. Workshops definitely won the day over presentations. Much less talk about gross numbers, more talk about profits. You know, revenues are vanity, profits are sanity. Brainstorming sessions or hackathons, if you will, definitely could pay for the whole trip if you attend to Prosper, if you just attended those. If there was ever a doubt, like, is this going to pay for itself? Do I have an ROI here? Yes, if you attend those. And then finally, much less talk about, you know, other shows. Before wrapping up, I feel like it's important to bring this up. And, you know, I do such a bad job at it. And some of my amazing friends who I'm blessed to have, you know, Carmen, Todd, Tom, Gabe. I know I'm missing Stefano and I'm missing some here. I do such a bad job at promoting my own stuff. But Online Seller Cruise is an event that I do every year. It sells out every single year, and it sells out early. The details for our next Online Seller Cruise are up. You can see them at onlinesellercruise.com. I highly suggest grabbing your ticket. They're only $300 right now, and you'll get an email with our group code and everything, so you can start securing your cabin with Oscar on Carnival Cruise Line, to where you can at least lock in the price of your cabin. You do not miss out on getting a cabin, and you do not overpay. This is a high-end event where you're going to make real relationships. You're going to learn real stuff to level up your business, and you're going to have an amazing time. It sells out early every single year. I cannot emphasize that enough. Much love. Keep crushing in your business. I am off to Orlando tomorrow for a week of family vacation, which means for me, work during the day, get together with the family in the evening. But I'm going to be in Orlando all week next week, and I'm going to be in Tampa on the 25th, which is about 2 days before you hear this show. Much love. Keep crushing in your business. Sign up for Online Seller Cruise. Reach out to me on Telegram or on social media at Wizards of Ecom, or join our Telegram at AmazonGroupChat.com. Oh, sorry, WizardsOfEcom.com/chat. And let me know what you thought about this. If you attended Prosper, were these your takeaways? Did you disagree with any of them? Do you feel like I should have added any of them there? I really want this to be a two-way conversation. I sincerely mean that. Noemi and I love engaging with, you know, all of you. And I'm sure she's going to say this when she records next, but you know, all of you that came up to us and referenced that you've listened to the show at Prosper Show. It means the absolute world to us and definitely gives us the fuel to keep going for another year. So with that, I am out.
It was fun sharing this episode with you. If you found value in what you've heard, please show your love with a subscribe, rate, and review of the show. Until next time.